Meetups are simply about bringing together people who have shared values and shared interests, and they can help you make sales regardless of whether your business is product-based or service-based. This is The Janet Murray Show, episode 283.
You're listening to The Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can use live meetups to make sales in your business. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to let you know that I am going to be including links in the show notes for this episode for how you can join the meetups that I've got coming up. At the moment, I'm just holding these live pop-up meetups in the UK. I hope that later in the year or definitely next year, I'll be able to expand those to beyond the UK. So just in cities and towns where I happen to be working, but I will put links to those in the show notes if you'd like to come along. And now on with the main part of the show. I'm going to start by talking a little bit about why I've recently started running live meetups in my own business and then share some practical tips with you, including what kind of events you can run if you have a product-based business, because this is not just for service-based businesses. So first off then, why have I recently started running meetups in my own business? Well, there's three main reasons. So first off, I run two big live events a year. So in the summer, I run Media Influence Live. So this is my annual event where I can get you in a room for a day with high profile journalists, bloggers, influencers, so people who can help you to build your media influence. And as I'm recording this, I've just had that event just a few weeks ago. I also run a content planning masterclass later in the year, usually in November. This year it's called Content Live, and this is your opportunity to come. It's a two-day event. The first day is all about inspiration, so you can come and learn this year from some of the UK's most inspiring marketers about how you can create really engaging content. And day two is all about implementation, and I'll be telling you more about that as we go on over the coming weeks. But on day two, we're going to be actually doing the planning, so creating a plan that you can follow for 2019. So that's why my tagline this year is 2019 sorted. And I've also got somebody who's going to be helping you to plan in a way that really suits your personality, because we're not all the same. And that's something that I've realized running this event for the last few years, that actually we all plan differently. And I do need to account for that. So more news coming on that soon. So I hold these two events twice. So I have two big events every year in London. And what often happens is people get in touch and they say, I'd really love to come to that. But you know what? I just am not free on those dates. Are you running that event again soon? And I have to say to them, well, no, I'm really sorry, but I'm not running an event like that until a year's time. And in fact, that's one reason I often say to people, can you make yourself free? Because I'm not going to be running anything like this at all until next year. And particularly with the content plan, you're going to miss out on this opportunity to plan. So is there any chance that if you really want to come, you could move what you've got on those days? However, sometimes it really is unavoidable. And that means that I'm not going to get a chance to meet those people for another year, which feels like a real shame. So it's an opportunity for me to meet people informally. I'll tell you more about the format as we go, but it is an opportunity for me to meet people in person, and that's quite a powerful thing to do. The second reason is that sometimes I have people who are in my big free Facebook group, for example, or people who are following me on social media, and their business is very new. And for a variety of reasons, they may not be ready to make that investment in a big live event. So my live event tickets generally start at the lowest ticket price you could ever get for a one-day ticket would be maybe around £250, something like that. Now, if your business is absolutely new, you've just started, that might be that it's too much of a stretch for you to come to London and to pay for the hotel and travel and all of that kind of thing. It doesn't mean that you wouldn't be ready to do that next year or the year after, but you just don't yet have the budget to do that. Or maybe you've got small children, or maybe you just don't feel ready for that kind of event. So I also thought it's a real shame if I'm not getting to meet those people who might come to the events a few years down the line. If I can meet them in person and start to build a relationship with them, then maybe that will help them to feel reassured that they're going to get good value from coming to my big events. And lastly, I had quite a sensitive challenge in which the main way that I work with people is through my membership community, which used to be called The Studio. And due to my recent rebrand, it's now called The Love Marketing Membership. And more about that in coming weeks too. I'm going to do a dedicated podcast episode on why I've changed things up there. But one thing that was happening in my membership, I've got about 350 members at the moment, is that people, quite understandably, were wanting to start to meet up locally. And I started to talk to my membership about the possibility of doing regional meetups. And there seemed to be an appetite for that. But a few problematic issues came up. So, for example, I had one person who was looking to host meetups and charge people to attend. I had a couple of other meetups where people were kind of saying that they were official events organised by me, or certainly it was coming across in their social media posts that they were my events. Obviously, I have to be careful about things like that. And I chatted with my mastermind group about it. And they said, well, look, if these kind of things are happening, that's probably telling you that some of your existing clients, they want to have regular meets. So if there's some challenges around other people running them, then maybe you need to do your own. Maybe you should be doing some regional meetups. And I thought, yeah, you know, that seems like a fair comment. And perhaps if I can get a model going that works, I could actually maybe get my members to run those meetups on my behalf. But I need to get out there and do them first and test the format before I can pass it on to anybody else. So that was my thinking behind these meetups. So I had some reservations about these meetups. I've been thinking about it for a while, but I want to share with you what was holding me back. Now, my biggest concern was that these events would attract the wrong kind of people. So just to give you a quick idea of the event, they're 2-hour meetups. There's no content. I don't teach anything at the meetups. It's just a chance to get together with other business owners and talk business and marketing. If you do come along to a meetup or you've been to one of these meetups so far, then you'll know that I do get you to do a few little exercises with other people in the group, but I don't promise any kind of content because that's for my big live events. That's why they cost hundreds of pounds per ticket to attend, because they're content rich. So it really is just literally that, a meetup. But I had a reservation that the kind of people that would be attracted to these events would be people who are basically looking for a cheap way to pick my brain. So people who say, well, I don't really want to pay for a ticket price to come up to London to come to one of these events. It's actually up to about £600 for some of the tickets for my 2-day events. So it's quite a big investment. And I was worried that these pop-up meetups would attract people who were like, well, I don't want to pay that, or I don't have the budget for that, but if I can just pop along to that, I can sit there and chew Janet's ear off. And of course, it doesn't really work like that. Obviously, if you're holding an informal meetup for 10, 15 people, there's not going to be much chance for me to sit around and sit one-to-one with somebody. So, you know, that people are not going to get what it was that they were hoping for. And I thought to myself, you know, if these events attract the kind of people who are just looking for a cheap way to pick my brain, they're going to be disappointed. Because as I've already shared with you, my live events that I run in London twice a year, they're content rich. I get the best speakers to come along. I put my heart and soul into it. My team, we do everything we can to give people a really great content rich experience. So if somebody has paid to come along to a meetup and they're expecting that kind of thing, they are going to be sorely disappointed. And I don't want people who are going to say things like, well, you know, I went to one of Janet's meetups and, you know, there wasn't really much to it at all. I want people who understand what's involved, and they understand that if you want content-rich events, you've got to pay for that. And I was worried, I have to be frank, that I would attract the wrong kind of people to these events. So I shared this with my mastermind group. If you're a regular listener to the show, you probably know that I'm part of Chris Ducker. He's quite a well-known online entrepreneur and part of his mastermind group this year. And I shared my concerns about this, and also some of the concerns I had about some of my members running their own meetups and the kind of potential challenges that could come from that. And they said to me, look, you just need to get over yourself on this. You know, they were quite tough with me on it. And they said, look, this is a really great way for you to get out and meet your community, to meet your current clients, to meet prospective clients and connect with them. And I should have shared this earlier, actually, but also I was finding frequently that I was turning up in a town. I might be working in Newcastle, or I might be working in Edinburgh, or I might be working in Leeds, or whatever it might be. And I was there anyway. So why not just throw together a quick meet up and meet people in that area? It just seemed to really make sense, because increasingly I was traveling around the UK. And they said to me, look, as long as you're really, really clear in your marketing that this is just going to be a couple of hours, it's just going to be informal networking, these are just pop-up events, it's not a regular thing, then people can't be disappointed, because you've made it really, really clear in your marketing what to expect, and they won't come expecting a ticket. And they said to me, quite frankly, you're mad. You know, if you're in Newcastle, if you're in York, if you're in Leeds, or, you know, I'm hoping to be able to do this abroad in the long term, if you're in San Diego, whatever it might be, and you don't host a meetup, then you're kind of missing a trick. So I took that on board and I started to put together some plans for some meetups. So this is how I set them up. So far I've run meetups in Leicester, London and Kent. They've all been a very similar format. So it's just a few hours of informal networking, maximum number about 15. And we've tended to look for venues where they're sort of like quirky cafes or spaces. I don't really like corporate venues, but we've looked for places where there's kind of a nice cafe with a private-ish or completely private space, ideally, where we can get together and we'll either do a breakfast or we'll do a lunch, depending on what time I'm going to be in the city. If you've been along to one of these meets, you'll know that there's a little surprise that I tend to spring on people, which is a good surprise, and people have found it very useful, but there isn't any kind of particular format. So in terms of the ticket price, we've started, the first one we did was in Kent, so it was just around the corner from where I live, so we just charged £30 a ticket because it was the first one ever. In London, we charged up to £50 a ticket because it's obviously more expensive to hire a venue, it's more expensive to pay for catering. And in terms of my expectations, I'm just looking really to cover my cost, not even of my time, to be honest, but just to make sure that I covered the cost of giving somebody a nice lunch, a nice breakfast, of giving them a nice space to meet up in. I'm not looking to make any money out of being there, and any extra money has really been, it's just been a few pounds. It hasn't been much at all. So it's not really a money-making venture on my part. It's basically marketing. So that's how we've set it up. We've used Eventbrite to sell the tickets. Now, I know some of you are a bit nervous about using things like Eventbrite, because obviously they take a commission. We worked out it's about, for our meetup, it works out about £3.50 a ticket or something like that. But the great thing about Eventbrite is it's just really, really easy. You don't have to put a page on your own website, although you can actually create a custom URL and publish it on your website, but we haven't done that for these meetups. And basically, you can throw together a sales page in a matter of minutes. I've already created the copy for the sales page. It's just a case of adapting it each time for a different area. And literally, we can have it up and on sale in minutes. And, that for £3.50, that seems perfect. It's also searchable. So we've had some people who've turned up who've just literally been searching for small business marketing events on Eventbrite. They found my event and they've come along. Not many people, but, the fact that it's searchable, it does mean that potentially you are going to get found by more people. So I would definitely say, save yourself the bother, and you can absorb, you can add that into your ticket price in order to make sure that you're not out of pocket by charging those fees. As I said, 2 hours, we've done Leicester, we've done London, we've done Kent so far. I've got Margate coming up in August. So Margate is kind of, it's about an hour's drive from where I live. And I just thought it would be fun to do one in Margate down by the beach, because it's near where I live, and me and my daughter, she's going to come down with me and we can make a bit of a day of it and do something nice afterwards. And I also actually have done another pop-up meetup in London in early August. And this is an afternoon tea meetup. And it just so happened, I was in London, I was doing a half day one-to-one consultancy with somebody, and Joe, my assistant, said to me, look, you're going to be in London anyway, we can't book you out to do any other consultancy work on that day. Why don't you do a meetup? Why don't you do something a little bit different? Why don't you do an afternoon tea? So I'm doing a meetup, a pop-up afternoon tea. The ticket price there is a bit more expensive. I think we settled on 120 plus VAT for that, but it's just going to be a small group of 6 to 8 people maximum. So obviously they'll be able to talk to me and talk to each other much more easily, because we'll be in a small group around a table, a different kind of atmosphere. So just because you have one format for your meetup doesn't mean you have to stick to it. You can have pop-up meetups. And again, it took us literally a few minutes to get that up on Eventbrite. My assistant Lisa, who does my events, she did some research as to where we could do it. And we just picked a venue that was close to where I was going to be doing the consultancy in the morning. And that's worked out quite nicely. So in terms of the impact on my business, it is early days, but I wanted to share something with you. So I was a little bit nervous, I've been really honest about it, that I was going to attract kind of freeloader type people. So people who are just thinking, well, I don't want to pay to go to one of Janet's big live events, and I don't want to pay hundreds of pounds. So this is a way of me getting some advice from her, and I can just turn up, pay £30, £50, whatever it might be. And I was worried that those kind of people would turn up and then be disappointed with what was on offer. Actually, I've been really surprised. So it's been a mixture of existing clients, which is, from my point of view, that's great. If I can get existing clients to come to me and to meet them where they live or near to where they live, that's great for me. And I'm really happy about that. It's brilliant because I don't always get to meet the members of my community, my paid community, that is in person. So that's brilliant. So I'd say it's been about 40, 50% of people who are already clients, which is great. But the interesting thing is that actually we have made about 3,500 in sales from the three events that we've run so far. And obviously, as you'll know, most people need 7 or 8 touch points before they buy. I would expect that figure to go up over the next year. Some of those people may become customers in 2 years or whatever. You know, we're always looking at the lifetime value of a customer. But just since I started doing those events, I think I did the first one back in May or early June, we've made about 3,500 in sales that we can directly relate to those meetups. So we're talking about maybe 40 people here. So that's really quite a good return on investment. So we've sold event tickets. 3 people have joined my mastermind. And we've also had somebody who's joined my membership as a result of coming along to those meetups. And why I think that's happened is, I'm really aware of this, is that it's a big decision to go to a live event. It's a big decision to join my membership. It's a big decision to join one of my mastermind groups because, you know, in that case, it's a monthly commitment. It's much bigger than the commitment people make to be in my membership. And I think sometimes people just need to meet you in person and they just need to kind of know that you're okay to meet me and know that I genuinely do care about people doing well. And, you know, I may well be, although I can't sit down with people one-to-one at these meetups, I may be able to give them a really kind of useful piece of advice, or I may be able to give them an insight into their business that helps them make money in their business, even in that short amount of time. But I think it's really about that kind of, when you meet somebody, you look them in the eye, you make that personal connection, they are much more likely to become a client. You know, it really is just how it works. So the plan is to continue doing them. So I've got Margate on the 14th of August. So I'll put a link to that in the show notes. And that's 2018 if you're listening in the future. I've also got dates coming up in September. So I've got Southampton, working in Southampton in September. And I've also got Newcastle. So I'm going to be in Newcastle in September. I actually am speaking in Boston. I'm speaking in Nashville. I'm speaking in Milan later this year. I'm not sure yet whether I have big enough audiences to do meetups abroad, but I hope by next year that I definitely will have big enough international audiences. If you are in any of those areas, by the way, drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk. And I will think about, or, you know, I'll see if I can put something together for you. But I certainly know that I've got enough people around the UK to do these meetups. Now, I'm going to share with you the tips, key tips for you, and the things that I've learned to help make the meetups more successful, and also might help you understand a little bit more if you want to come along about how they work. So for me, it's really important that you have a clear purpose. If you want to put on meetups, that you're really clear about what you want to get out of it. So is it because you just want to connect in person with some of your prospective customers or your existing clients? That's a perfectly good reason, but I think it's important to have one. I think it's a good idea to have some kind of target, some kind of sales target. And if you are going to be meeting people in person, how many of those people would you like to become customers in the future? You might have to play around with it a little bit and see what happens. That's what we're doing at the moment. So we're saying, well, you know, if we run an event for 10, 15 people, how many of those people tend to convert into clients? And then from there, we may be able to set some targets. It's not something that I would, you know, set as really kind of hard targets, but I think that you've got to justify why you're doing this. So if I was to do 10 meetups over the UK across the year, then although it's a minimal amount of time and a minimal amount of marketing, really, I do need to be able to justify that time taken out in order to be at those meetups. So I think you do need to be able to look back and say, okay, that was worth it because we've brought in this amount of sales to the business. That's why I think it's important to have targets and not just do things for the sake of it. The other thing I think is important is, in my case, I've kept them as pop-ups. And I think this is really important. When I first started talking about these meetups, people were posting all over social media and saying, oh, this is brilliant, it's brilliant. When can you come to Wales? When can you come to Birmingham? When can you come to Cornwall? And obviously, if I was to spend, as nice as it would be, but if I was to spend my time touring the UK and going to host meetups in Newcastle or Edinburgh or Carlisle or whatever, then I wouldn't have time to serve my clients. I wouldn't have time to create this podcast or anything like that. So I think at first I had to do a little bit of management of people's expectations and say, look, this is not a tour. I'm not touring around to meet podcast listeners. You know, I wish I could do that, but I can't. This is just literally a case of, if I'm working in a particular town or city, I'm going to try and get there a little bit earlier, or I'm going to try and get there a little bit later, or stay on a little bit later, I should say, and do some kind of meetup. So I did have to kind of do quite a lot of work just to make sure that people understood that I wasn't doing some kind of UK tour. And the reason I was quite careful about that and still am is, what I don't want people to do is to hang on. Like, if they see one of my big live events, Content Live, for example, in London in November, and they think, wow, that event's really for me, I don't want them to be hanging around thinking, well, she might come to Portsmouth, or she might come to Harrogate, or she might come to South Wales or whatever, because it's probably not going to happen. These literally are pop-up meetups. If I happen to be working somewhere, if the timings work, then I'll do something, but I can't guarantee it. So for that reason, we're just giving people a couple of weeks' notice. So before each meetup, I have sort of said to people which towns and cities I'm going to be in. If they ask me what the date is and I know the date, I'll tell them, but the tickets are only going on sale 2 weeks before. And that's because, you know, I want people to make an investment really to come to London if they can and have the whole experience of coming to one of my live events, ideally for 2 days, because that's where they're going to get the most value. It's nice to meet up for a couple of hours and it's nice to have a bit of a chat, but what's going to really make an impact on your business is investing in coming to a live event or being part of my membership or working with me one-to-one or something like that. You know, a meetup is nice. It's a nice thing to do. But if you want to move the needle in your business, then you need to do more than nice. You need to really invest in your development. So that's the reason why I've done that. I've also been very clear in my marketing that it is just chat and, you know, being clear on what people can expect so that, you know, they can't say afterwards, well, I was, you know, expecting you were going to teach me something. So being very, very clear in the marketing about that. And one other quick thing to mention, actually, one pop-up we did in London last month was the day before Media Influence Live. So Media Influence Live is a two-day event and we hire out a space, a ballroom at the Tramper. It's a co-working space in East London. And the day before the event, we have to hire a space from them in order to do our setting up. So to create the goodie bags and to get all the workbooks together. So we actually have to pay them to hire a space. So we thought to ourselves, well, if we're going to have to pay them to hire a space anyway to do our setting up, why don't we hold a meetup in that room? It's a chance for us to show our materials off. So we show people the goodie bags and said, don't tell anyone, don't photograph them, but here's a peek inside the goodie bag. We show people the workbooks. If you've ever been to one of my live events, you'll know that the workbooks, I put an incredible amount of work into workbooks for my live events. So there's no tatty bits of paper going home in your bags at one of my live events. You get notes, you get plenty of space to write, you get pages that are branded with all the speakers, all their social media handles, and we put a photo and social media handles, websites, email address of every single delegate and a photo of every single delegate at my event, which takes a lot of work. But me telling you about this now, it probably sounds nice, but if I was actually to show you the workbook, then I think you'd be like, wow. But obviously I can't show it to you on the podcast. I can describe it to you, but I can't actually show it to you, can't hold it in your hands. So what I was able to do at this meetup that we held the day before Media Influence Live, so we had a little meetup in the room next door to our main venue, I was able to show people and get them to hold it in their hands. And actually that was where we had our highest number of tickets booked for the next live event, because I think people, they were there, they could see it was an event going on the next day, they kind of wanted to be part of it, so they booked up their tickets for November. So that's the kind of thing that you can do at a meetup. So I'm hoping that this episode has given you some food for thought in terms of how you might use meetups in your own business and giving you some practical ideas. But I know from experience that if you have a product-based business, you are probably thinking, well, how can I do this around a product? I can see how you might do it if you're a coach or a consultant. It's easy to gather together your existing clients or prospective clients and get them chatting for a couple of hours. But how on earth do I do that around a product? Well, I have some ideas for you, so don't worry. I'm going to give you 3 examples. So the key thing, if you have a product or service-based business, in fact, is what you're trying to do is to build a community around your product or service. So just to give you an example, I have a product as well. I don't just have a service-based business. So every year I bring out my media diary. It's an A4 desk diary that you can use to plan out your content for the coming year. It has key dates and awareness days. Perhaps you've even got one of my diaries. Now, if I wanted to create a meetup or an event around my diary, I mean, I already have an event around my diary, my November event that I have in London Content Live, that is the event that goes with my diary. So people who buy a ticket, they're the first people to get their diaries. We actually show people how to use them on the day. So I already do have an event basically around my product. But if I wanted to create a meetup, so a pop-up meetup, the kind of thing that I'm describing, what I could do, and as I'm saying this, it's almost giving me an idea, is I could set up like content planning pop-up. So I could literally say every Wednesday evening, I'm going to have diary pop-up events and you can come along and we can plot out our content for the next week or next month or whatever. Once a month, we're going to have diary pop-ups. That has actually given me an idea. I only thought of this as I was recording it, but maybe this could work. But so the idea is to build some content or build a community around your product. So people who buy my media diary, they buy it because they have a problem. they often just can't think of what to post, or they run out of ideas what to post on social media or on their blog or in their newsletter or whatever it might be. And they're looking for ideas. They also struggle with planning often. So, you know, they might have ideas, but they struggle to actually put a plan together over 90 days or over even 30 days sometimes. And they often struggle with motivation and sticking to a plan. So actually holding a monthly live meetup might be a really great way to solve those problems. So not only would they get to meet people who they can throw around ideas with, they'd also get some accountability because they come back and maybe see the same people every month or every quarter and talk about what they've been up to. But also it would give them, you know, that motivation when they felt that they were losing their way. And in a sense, I kind of do this already because I had the Media Diary Owners Club. And as part of that, we have 4 online coaching calls a year, and you can come along and basically to check in with me every 3 months. How are you getting on with your planning? What questions and challenges have you got? I usually teach people a content planning tool or some sort of content creation tool or method on the call. But actually doing that live would probably be even more powerful. I have actually given myself an idea as I've been sharing that. But some ideas from my own clients. So first off, I have a client called Sarah. I actually had Sarah on the podcast. We did a live on-air coaching call. It was episode 275. So Sarah makes like teething jewelry. So it's basically necklaces and bracelets that you can wear when you've got a teething baby that look nice, but actually also it's a kind of teether that you've always got on you. Now, if I was Sarah and I was looking to set up meetups around my product, I basically think to myself, what is the problem that my customers have all got in common? Well, the problem is they've generally got a teething baby. And if they've got a teething baby who's causing them problems, then there's probably other things like maybe weaning or I don't know, other aspects of your child's development. And I could create a kind of, you know, a mum and baby group around that. Now, I'm not saying that Sarah would set up, you know, your kind of typical mum and baby group, but just really have a think about what kind of regular meetup could be really useful and really valuable for her potential customers and get them along in the same place and make sure she has her jewelry there. It's that kind of simple. Another example that comes to mind is Heidi. So I also had Heidi on the podcast. We did an on-air coaching episode on what Heidi should put in her newsletter. So that's episode 282. Now, Heidi has boutique brownies and she makes brownies for people to give as gifts. So individuals, but also corporates. She works a lot with corporates. So again, if I was Heidi, I might think, well, the people who are buying brownies off me for gifts for their sisters, their friends, their cousins, their boss, whatever it might be, what might they like? Well, on that episode, Heidi told me that a lot of her clients, they just really love chocolate and they like baking. So she could potentially run some kind of meetups where she teaches people baking. And you might think to yourself, well, why on earth would Heidi have meetups where she teaches people how to bake brownies? She'll lose business out of that. But as with any content that you share, the more content that you share for free, like this podcast, the more that you share for free, people are usually more likely to want to work with you because they think to themselves, well, either that's great, she's explained to me what I need to do, or she's shown me how to make the brownies, but I still can't do them as well as her. Or they think, actually, that's great. Like, that's such great information. That's such great guidance. Actually, I'd like more of that. And so if I was Heidi, I would be looking to possibly put on some baking classes or some chocolate making classes or something like that, that would suit that part of her audience. She also mentions in that podcast that she has another type of customer, and that's the corporate, so people who run corporate events. So she could maybe get together people who work in hospitality. She could bring in guest speakers to talk about issues that they find challenging, and she could be the host of those events. She doesn't have to deliver them herself, but she could serve her brownies and she could talk to people at those events about how they might buy her brownies. So this is just to get you thinking, just some ideas off the top of my head. And my last example is Ali Ribchester. So I interviewed Ali actually. So Ali, we did a live coaching call on episode 276. So Ali has Tutti Frutti clothing. So it's handmade children's clothes. And on that episode, Ali talked about how her audience, there were the 2 things that really stood out for her about her target customers and the people who were buying her clothes. The first thing was that generally they were interested in buying products that were ethical and environmentally friendly. So that means that if Ali wanted to pull together some meetups around her products, she could literally have meetups for parents who want to bring up their children in ethical ways. They want to buy ethical products, they want to buy ethical clothes, they want to buy ethical toys. She could create some kind of meetup for parents who are interested in that as a way of life. She also mentioned on the podcast, and actually we felt, the more we talked about it, that this was actually more significant. She also talked about how her gender-neutral clothes were very popular, and she was attracting a lot of customers who didn't want to dress their girls in pink and their boys in blue. Now, I think that would be a really great idea for an alternative kind of meetup for parents who have shared values. So when it comes to parenting, they don't just want to do what everybody else is doing. They have a particular kind of parenting or a style of parenting. There is definitely potential there for Ali to create some kind of parents group or meetup. Maybe she could bring in speakers as well to talk about where to find those kind of products or how to bring up your child in that way. She could bring in authors, she could bring in psychologists, she could bring in other kinds of experts. Again, I'm not suggesting that Ali has to go off and do this. If you're listening, Ali, I'm not saying that you have to go off and do this. It's just an idea for you. But I just want to make it really clear that it doesn't matter what it is that you're selling, whether it's a product or a service. It really is about building a community. So people who share the same values, people who have the same interests, that's all that you need to do when it comes to meetups. So I hope that you've found that useful. If you are interested in running live events, I've got a couple of other episodes you might want to have a listen to. So first off, episode 246, so how to make money from live events. And I've also got episode 208, how to create sellout live events. And there's a few more, but I thought I'd start you off with those ones. As ever, I do love hearing from you. If you found this episode interesting, if you've got some questions, then come over and find me on social media. So I'm over on Instagram at JanMurrayUK. I'm over on Twitter at Jan_Murray or Facebook JanetMurrayUK. Come and give me a message. Like, tell me that you've listened to the podcast. Let me know what your questions are and I will try to help. And if you'd like to come along to one of my meetups, I would love to meet you. So I've got one in August 2018. I'll put a link in the show notes in Margate in Kent. So we'll be down by the seaside, which will be lovely. I think I might have one place as I'm recording this left on my afternoon tea in London in early August, but I'm expecting that one will go quick. I've also got meetups planned in Southampton and also in, where was the other place I said? Southampton and also Newcastle in September 2018. So if you're interested in either of those, then I'll put the link in the show notes for that too.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.